place. Move, Holy Spirit, in this place. Move in this place, Holy Spirit. We are children of your presence. If you have tumor or cancer, lift your hands. I command healing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. If you are a woman, you're experiencing problems in your uterus, put your hand on your uterus. And in this sweet anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree healing in the uterus where life could not come forward. We free it. We speak no more pains. And God, we speak a grace upon the women in this church that when that time of the month does arrive, you will remove the suffering. You will touch the body as a sign and a wonder that will be known forth from this day forward. If you have someone in your family that's not saved, that are struggling in their life, and it seems like nobody can reach them, and everybody has, lift your hands. Oh God. Jesus, I need you to move, Father. I need you to win them back. I need you to go down into the enemy's camp while they're feasting at their table. And I need you to draw them from their table and take them out of the camp. That you would heal their bodies, their minds. And if there are any demons that sought to find housing, you would evict them now. In the name of Jesus. Not this year. Not this year. This is the year of their deliverance. This is the year of their breakthrough. Hear me, God. Hear me, Father. I'll tell you what I see. I just saw the sun begin to rise. What that tells me is that he just did it. So I want you to praise God like he just did it. Thank you, Daddy. you're in this church and you don't believe that God's real and that he doesn't know who you are and that perhaps we're faking it, I need everyone who's a believer to leave the altar. Leave the altar now. Leave. If you doubt God that he's able to do what he said he can do, if you think this is just a game, if you think this is just emotional mumbo jumbo, God said, come out of your seat and come to the front and I'll prove it to you. Whoever you are, come down. Come on. Come on. If you're here, don't be afraid. If you don't believe, if you think this won't happen, this is the, I put it out there. Either he's real or he's not. Either what I will tell you about your life is the God's honest truth or I'm a liar. And you can lead a church today. And you can tell your friends and family, go on Facebook, that that preacher is a liar. I stake my life on it. If you doubt God, come. This is your chance. Otherwise, you got to eat it all. You got to swallow what I tell you. Because it's the truth. And the truth will make you free. Come on down, daughter, right here. Stand right here. Is there anyone else? Don't be afraid. Come on down. Is there anyone else? Come on down. Okay. Come on down. This is where the rubber hits the road, don't it?
Come on now.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Y'all ready? You ready? I'll go with you first. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me say to you, sweetheart, the enemy has tried to fight your mind. There's times when he tried to make you think you were crazy, losing your mind. I'm going to tell you this because the enemy has come into your household and tried to fight you on your terms, on your ground. In fact, the word suicide is over the top of your head. Am I telling the truth? Okay. God is not going to let the enemy do this in your life. You are not crazy. In fact, God is going to remove the enemy straight up out of your house. I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to tell you this once. Some people are leeches. You hear what I'm telling you? They latch on because they see a pretty face and they latch on and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to hang around this. But God says, I'm removing all the leeches out of your life that's sucking the life out of you. And God said, the strain between you and your mother, that bumping of heads, that's defined the kind of way you feel about yourself and others. God is going to restore peace back to your heart. You got too much going for you. Enemy can't have you no more. I don't want you to listen to any more astrology. That'll mean nothing for you. You hear me? It don't define you, and you can't read people by it. God says, I am God Almighty, and you can't even see me. I'm like the wind. I move where I want. And when I'm in a person, I move them where I want. So no defined astrology or some kind of reading ever going to define a person that I rest in. God says, I'm about to take you to a whole nother level. Lift your hands before the Lord. I'm about to show you a whole side of me you ain't never seen before. In the name of Jesus, I release your Holy Ghost. That you're going to shake up the fallow ground. And you're going to cause your hand to remove the hand of the enemy. Oh, yeah, there.
Jesus.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's like a cup being filled up. Yep. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. No longer bound. In the name. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I hear screaming in the spirit. Get out, you devil. Get out. Get out and leave her alone. Leave her alone. Get out of the Satan. Are you ready? Lift your hands before God. I'm going to tell you what I see. I see a python wrapped around you right now. A python. And what it's doing, it's squeezing the life out of your child. That child is suffering right now. God says, I have to tell you the truth. That child may not make it. I hear problems with his ears. If it doesn't stop now, mark my words. Somebody said, God forbid.
God forbid.
Do you believe God can change things? I hear you saying, God, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. You need help right now. You need a breakthrough right now. Because you don't even have enough faith to do this on your own. You started to wonder why the tormenting voices started coming back. And why the restlessness is like you can't stay still. Has come back in spades. But he is the God of miracles. I'm going to ask God to heal your body. Because you're a good woman. You're a good woman, God said. And we're going to just kill that python that's attached itself to your life. I see bodies scattered behind where the python is killed already. And he's trying to stop a whole generation. I know what I'm saying. I come against that python. Loose her. Set her free. Take the very taste out of her body. Huh. Of course he can forgive you. There's nothing you've done that is unforgivable. Right now, God cleanses your body because he loves you. And I speak to the effect. Lord, you spoke to the wind and rebuked it. You said to the sea, peace, be still. You spoke to the root cause that made the wind, that caused the sea to go into the boat. You hit the root and its effect. I loose you from the root. And I speak to the effects. Perfect hearing. Restoration. Right now. Even in this body. I want to tell you why. The Lord said it's the reason this constriction, and I use the word this way because it's almost like the womb isn't growing like it should. It's too small. But God is about to strengthen and stretch. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't even know what that condition is. I've never seen this before. But he's about to cause space for the child to get all that it needs. But for you, I curse this effect at the very root so that you might be set free to run for the Lord and to do all that he called you to do, that your eyes may no longer look down, but lift your eyes in pride, for you are the Mary that he's called to his feet. I bless your body in the name of Jesus Christ, and I claim you back for the kingdom of heaven. God, I claim seven more for the fact that he messed with this one. In the name, get him, Uncle C. Paramoto sopaka ikereta sitaramako. I claim seven. In the name, woo. Yeramoko ramatasa. In the name. There it is.
Oh my God.
There's a miracle coming. I feel it through your body.
Yes.
It's a done deal.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you, daughter.
Thank you.
Tell him thank you. You don't doubt God. You just need a word. You already know too much to doubt him. He answered your stuff when you put the hard stuff out there already. And God said, it is the fear of loss that keeps you from being happy. You're so afraid that if you don't have a wall, if you're not always watching, you're going to lose what you have. It's fear. But the just are supposed to be living by their faith. You refuse to be put into a situation again. And God said, because you refuse to do that, you shut love out. And then when you give it, it's like they go that way. And so you shut it off again. And it's like cat and mouse. And God said, but nothing will work until you give me you. Until you let everything else die in your life. Until you're willing to give up your Isaac, what you think is the most important thing in your life. Because it isn't. And you've staked your entire future on it. But it's sinking sand. He is the only rock you can trust. And when you trust him, he'll show you what is yours. But until you die to yourself and be willing to give up everything you got, you'll get nothing. Do you understand me? You have to give up what you think you have to have. Until you give it up, you can't have it. You believe God, but you want the truth. Until you love him more than houses and home, mother, father, husband, wife, daughter, they're not going to be ready or worthy for the kingdom. Let it die. Let him be first. If you're willing to do that, right beyond your decision is joy. But you have to make it. Come what hell may come. No matter where you may end up. No matter what you may have in that bank account. He must be first. I'm going to pray for you. Because that's a hard thing to do. But if you do it, daughter, you'll be free. No longer bound, as they say, no more chains holding thee. And I have to say this to you. There's a history in your family of the women rebelling against God. There's somebody I see, one, two, three, almost three generations ago, that was involved in what's the mix between Catholicism and voodoo, Santeria. And God said, I had to deal, the family has had to deal with the effects. But today he cancels that out. And he comes forward to tell you that I know here. Oh, there's so much. I don't want to say some things here in front of them. But no one will violate you again. Do you understand? This has to become tender. You can't do it on your own. You've got to give it all to him. Stretch your hands towards this woman. She needs a miracle. God, I love you. And we desire to be children of your presence. Would you speak into this woman's heart the strength to let everything go, not just say I can forgive, but I don't forget. I curse the statement. But that she forgets, that she lets the memory go. In the name of Jesus. For God has been prompting you to make a decision. Not to stay where you are any longer, but to make a decision. And in doing so, you will be freer than you've ever have been. Because you're not even tapping into your education. You're not even tapping into what you were designed to do. It's all been on hold. And today, God, I ask that you would back her up, help her be free. This day is between you and him. And if you want it, he'll give it to you. You decide. In Jesus' name. Are you ready? To know what's right, but to have no encounter with Jesus that's stronger than your intellect is a problem. To have a sense of well-being of what should be, but not having an encounter with the living God will ever trouble you. And God says, if he's real and he be God, he will cause his hand to fall upon you. And you will know that he is real. That what you ask for is coming. God will remove your heart from this earth and people that are close to your heart because he wants it back. He wants it all. Lift your hand before God because you want the real deal. Hold that. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hands on your son. He belongs to you. And God, he is asking that you would be the real God he's looking for. There is no other God besides you. If you would just let go and believe, he will pour out like fire into your bones. I see the prophets gathering behind me. I feel the anointing in my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, do what you do best. Prove by fire that you be God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the blessing upon this man. I lay my hands upon him. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Ramamomosi, Dramaka. Oh, Maramakia, oh, Oramotosi, Furumomosi, Drama, Eremakara da Si, Dramaka, Okora Matashi, Drama Tokaboko, Okora Matasata da Masasa, Igasata da Masopolabaka. Death tried to take you as a young boy. Death tried to take you as a young boy, but God prevented it. God kept it back. God kept it back. Because he's got a calling upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I set this man aside for a miracle that is unlike any other miracle he's ever experienced. Yeah. It's going to start with your tongue. It's going to feel heavy. And you're trying to roll it around. Don't roll it around. Just open your mouth and let God do what he has to do in you. Yes. You. There ain't nothing to fake. Don't fake it. Just keep your mind on Jesus. Yes. And he'll pour it out over you. Hallelujah. Man, I feel that anointing right now. Really, I do. Hallelujah. Just tell him thank you. That's all. God, I thank you for your spirit, for the strength of your body, the power in your hand. God, I thank you for what you're doing right now in this young man's life. Fire, oh God, pour it out in abundance. I call upon you, for you are real and alive and here in the sight of the unbelievers, in the sight of the doubters, in the sight of those who won't believe, who've become complacent, those who are dull in their senses. Oh God, I call upon you in their eyesight that you may use this man with fire, yes, all in his bones. Give him an encounter in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for your spirit and what you're moving in now. In the and even the voice of the Lord, he's speaking to you now. And he's delving deep into your heart, telling you what you have to do. Even as I'm praying for you, words are going across your head. And it's because he's speaking right now into your life. You don't have to doubt him or be afraid. God's hand is on your life. I want you to stand right here. I want you to worship him. Because you don't doubt him either. You just need a word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's it, son. Talk to him. Open your mouth and talk to him. See what happens. See what happens. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. We ain't done. Church. God, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. You believe God, don't you? Who doesn't believe God here? I called for a certain group, and another group came. I just put a word right here. God said, I'm in a different mode today. Turn off what you're watching.
Yes.
Turn it off. Turn it off. You can't be what God called you to be, seeing what you're seeing. Turn it off. God said, long life I will give to you. Long life. For there's a season where it's almost as if you wonder how long. And God says, I have not called you to die early. Because people around you do. I have not called you to die early.
Yes.
I called you to live long and seed the earth with my gospel. You can't go anywhere, for my hand of love is upon you. I will, as I have always done, I will answer you, says the Lord. I have heard you. And there are times, God said, where you will be in prayer, and I will shake the earth under your feet as a sign that I have heard your prayer. You are beautiful to him. Know that. Know that. You will always feel different, says the Lord. For you do not belong in the shadows. For he has always called you out, even as he does this day. I hope somebody's praying right now. For the glory of the Lord is upon this young man. In the name of Jesus. What would you want God to do for you? Because I know you believe too. Don't say nothing. You remember when we first started the church and we talked about the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor teacher. Remember we had that conversation? It took 6 years for me to get to the apostolic. But this is our seventh year. And in this year, there will be more outpour among the congregation than ever before. Some of you right now, as I'm praying for this young lady, you need an emotional breakthrough. Lift your hands if that's you. Where it's like, man, I have backslidden or gotten to the point where it's, I feel like, eh. No, you're fire. You must remain fervent as the day you were born again. You cannot let that happen. If it's happening, you must lift your hands for the fire of God again to rekindle your faith, rekindle your joy. Don't go into criticism and sit in the seat of the scornful, or stand in the ways of sinners, or find yourself walking with the ungodly. But make your delight in the Lord. Let his word be upon you both day and night. For in that hour, your leaf cannot wither,
And whatever you put your hand to do, it will prosper. Church, if you've been out of touch and you know it, be honest before God. Lift your hands and say, God, I need to get rekindled again. Father, hear the prayers. Hear the prayers. Hear the prayers. Musicians, play before the Lord as they have lifted their hands before God. Just play. Play before the Lord. God, we thank you for the rekindling of the fire, the stoking of the stove, the relighting, God, of that which has gone out. We depend not on man, but upon your Spirit to send us the flame in the name of Jesus. No more moving, no more shifting. Get a place and stay. Stay, stay, says the Lord. Set your hooks into the earth and don't move. When people shift on you, you want to shift. But people have to tell you the truth. They got to tell you when it's not right. They've got to speak life to you when it hurts them. But you can't run no more. The Lord speaks to you and says, settle down. Let me heal the wounds, says God Almighty. You can trust me if you just let your feet become planted. No more running. Even if you feel like it, stabilize your life and the mind will follow. You're not ugly. Stop telling yourself that. What you say to yourself and what you keep saying out of your mouth is destroying yourself. No, stop talking about yourself like that. God said, speak life into the mirror. Say, you are the daughter of God. You are the chosen of the Lord. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. There's a plan for my life. There's a place for me to go. I will be healthy. I will get my health restored in the name of Jesus. I will be more than this. No, I am not what they said I am. I am what he says I am. And I see a leech on you. Yeah, trying to come around. And God rebukes the leech off your life. There's something you want from God. Your own house. Your own place. I see this like, you know, we all talk about the White House with the picket fence. But I see a porch around yours. I see you having grandchildren. God's going to give you your heart's desire. I hear the number 5. In 5 years, he'll put it into your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You will know God's hand has performed this. Today, though, stabilize. Don't move. And you can let people in your life. You can. God says, I got a family just for you. Brothers and sisters that will have your back. Got to look out for you. You need that more than what you've had. But I'm going to pray for something that you're going to feel like a tangible thing. It's going to be the peace of God. But it's a peace that ain't just a thought. I don't give peace like the world gives. That's intellectual
mumbo jumbo. This peace will keep your heart and mind. It'll pull it together. Is that what you desire? Lift your hands. It'll be tangible in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call down the very tangible peace of God to cover your daughter like a blanket and keep her. No more nights of staying up late, 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 late. Your mind running, 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 running. God's going to put a stop to it. God's going to let you sleep again, rest again, be back to normal again. God is bringing a peace where the bottom of the bucket fell out. He's putting a nail in the bottom of the bucket, and he's going to cause you not to have to fall through ever again. The peace of God is your friend. Woo! It shall envelop you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the master of all, the name of he who's come to see you this very hour, be at peace. Rest, for God is on your side. Ooh. Ooh. Are you still with me, church? You believe in God? Okay. All right. Good. She's asking God to help her unbelief. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know why I see, like, up north, like, coming from up north down south. But the Lord says that it's almost like you've been on a ride trying to find your place that is without all that drama. And God says, it's been rough. For it almost seems like they find you. But God says, I've caused the door to be shut behind you. And you have come to the place where your peace and your joy will come back. The train has stopped here. I know God has to touch your body. And the healing virtue of the Lord God Almighty, I got to give to you. Flow down. Heal. Stabilize her blood. And even her sugar. I command healing over your body. For God says, I forgive you of your sins. And others would say, how dare he say such things? Is it easy to say, thy sins be forgiven, or take up your bed and walk? Jesus. So when God forgives and God heals, he cleanses men of sin. Therefore, he says, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray. And the prayer of faith shall raise them up. And if they have committed any sins, it shall be forgiven. So in my authority, I speak to your body, be healed in the name of Jesus. And I see there are some people that have been holding back your benefits and your suffering. And God says it's been on purpose, but God's going to release it in spades. And then he's going to remove them after they have to put it back into your hands. For he fights for his children. Yes.
says the Lord. The battle no longer is yours. Hold your peace, says the Lord. Fight no longer. Let my voice, my presence be known. And you will see, I will take care of it in a way where you can do nothing but shout.
Hallelujah.
There are some family members around you that are watching, wondering, is this for real or is it going to be another cycle? But you didn't come on a day when we were playing games. The cycle is broken. In the name of Jesus, be the queen God called you to be. Be the woman that God shows you. Walk in his ways and see what he will do. And I see family coming back, young ones, back into your life like never before. Hear the words of the Lord. For this day you have stirred up his love to show you he will fight on your behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to move for your daughter like you never done before. She says, I believe, but help me my unbelief. Now we are in the presence of God. Now we believe. So pour out your anointing. Pour out your fire. Pour out your spirit. In the name of Jesus, let her experience you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Woo. No more abdominal problems. No more. No more abdominal problems.
Hallelujah.
No more. No more. God said, tonight you're going to go to sleep and you're going to be like you ran a marathon. Come here, Woody. The same anointing I pour upon your life for healing, miracles, and virtue. Bestow it. Lay hands on others. Spread the gospel by your declaration. Do it and watch men rise up. In the name of Jesus. Go home, for God has blessed you. You knew God had a word for your life. You know God was about it. I haven't forgotten you. God has a hand on you to raise you up. Don't look short-sightedly. Think long-term, says the Lord. It's not about achieving the next goal. It's about being the son he called you to be. For as he restores your life and you have taken care of, I see, responsibilities, God says to you, don't you know you ought to raise up young people? Don't you know the gift of that ministry is upon you to raise young men and women to love the Lord? Don't you know that you are called to do such great things? That you see and you divert into one area because you're not sure, but the Lord says, let me confirm the word over your life, that you are called, and there is a generation of young people that are waiting for you to help them become all that God has called them to be. Take your calling seriously. Look not to the temporary. Equip yourself, learn and grow, and watch God unlock the door right in front of you.
He already got your future. He's got your finances too. He's got all that already set aside. He just needs a yes out of you. A simple yes. And he'll unlock the doors right in front of you. God, I worship you. Because you're good. Hold on, there's something more for you. He's going to give you the eye of the seer. Because that's what you want. You want to be able to see. And because you wanted to see, I have the authority to give it to you. So in the name of Jesus, I decree over your eyes, your spiritual eyes, open. Open. Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Daughter, what time is it? Are we still in church? I feel like I'm in heavenly places right now. How many believe that this belongs to you? Do you hear me? Stand if you believe it. I just want you to stand if you truly believe that all you see and hear, you already have in you. This is yours. Now, I want you to ask God to speak life over these two right here. While you're doing that, I need to say something to you. I see tornadoes completely enveloping your life. I mean, wiping out whatever you build up. It's like you start and then it crumbles. And it's like tornado after tornado after tornado, problem after problem. And now when you just thought you were able to take care of you, it's almost like another thing hits. Am I making sense to you? He speaks to the wind and rebukes it. He stops the tornado. Let me tell you where it's coming from. It is because the enemy has tried to ravage the ones you love. But the Lord says, I am taking them up in my hands. And I will keep them from the ravager. It is not your fault. Do you hear me? You can only do what you know to do until you grow. And the Lord holds not it against thee. He says, be free. Be free. For this last years of your life will bring joy back into your zone. And you won't feel like you're stuck. Jesus. And I don't know why, but I hear music. The Lord says that there are times at home alone that I hear you singing to him. And God told me to tell you, it is so sweet to him.
Hallelujah.
He hears the song and he walks with you. He does. He wanted you to know that so you'll know that what I'm saying to you is the truth. The best is coming. Your Christmas hasn't come yet.
Hallelujah.
Come here, Kama. God told me, put your hands on her back. And you're going to lay hands on her because she's going to have a special, there's an anointing that's coming on her life. Like you ever met one of them seasoned old women and you're like, you scared to walk around them because they know your business and You'll become like that one day. But right now, his anointing is going to teach you how to be like that. Because your heart's lonely too. So don't worry. You're not going to be lonely much longer. See, sometimes, God, do it. Do it, God. In the name of Jesus, I release it. This word over her life to come to pass. It can't come back here at the altar till it's done. Till it's done. Till it's done. God, I thank you for your anointing and your word. Your word is alive. God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power. Man, people don't even know who you are yet. They don't know. Brian, they don't know. I feel it right now. I can run right. There's an outpour happening right now. You can have it if you want it. But there's an open heaven right now over us. That's it, daughter. That's it, daughter. That's it. That's it, daughter. Call it. Call it. God, in the name. God, I thank you. Woo! Jesus. I'm getting blessed. Jesus. Both of them went down. Both of them went down. Both of them went down. Woo! God's a strong man. He's a strong man. My God's a strong man. He got power. He's powerful. Three of them went down. Lord have mercy. We ain't done. We ain't done. Done, church. Let's stir up the Holy Ghost. Let's stir up the Holy Ghost. Come on, church.
Rocky, I gotta tell you, the Lord said, there's a song that says every round goes higher and higher, higher and higher. You desire to go higher and higher and higher. But it's almost like if you can imagine a disc that's balanced. He's put baggage on the edge of the disc to shift it, and then the fruit falls off and you flip back. But God says, when you try to go around that round, going back higher and higher, he tries to inload you on one side so that the distractions in your life cause it to fall off again. Yeah. But the Lord God Almighty says to you, I am moving the distractions out of your life because it's become a burden not only to your mind, but to your heart. And God says, I'm bringing healing there. Physical healing. That there.
Jesus. Come on,
I got to tell you what I see. You have limited your strength for fear. And God says, no more fear, for I have ordained long life over you and your wife. Long life to sow the seed for the harvest in which you first came to do. It begins. It doesn't end. It's beginning now. Lift your hands before the Lord. Mary, walk forward. Let her be by her husband. Both of you. I haven't forgotten you. Don't go anywhere. Lift your hands. This is the hour. Stretch your hands, saints of heaven. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you what I see, Mary. God says, you walk around with your shoes untied. Let me tell you what I mean. It's easier to walk around barefoot because you got control. You can feel your ground. You trust you. But it's so hard to trust other people. So you won't tie up your shoes so you could run for fear that they're not the right ones and they may hurt your feet. But the Lord says, tie up your shoes. Tighten your shoes. Make sure you get up around the ankle. Because not only am I going to call you to run, I'm going to call you to jump. I'm going to cause you to stomp and destroy. For the enemy has come against your household, but your fury and fierceness has kept him at bay. Your prayers of defiance has kept the enemy from overwhelming your house. But tie up your laces, daughter. Put on the shoes. Prepare yourself with the preparation of the gospel of peace. For there is a battle that you must fight at the side of your warrior. For you are not called to peace, but called to war, says God Almighty. And God says, it will feel like unlevel ground, but God is going to stabilize it first in him, then in you, and the strength shall go higher and higher. For I see children, great grandchildren. God Almighty, that you will bring into the counsel of the Almighty, and they shall enter in and not leave, says God Almighty. For he has called you to sit in his presence and to hear his voice. Lace up the shoes, my son. Lace up the shoes, my daughter. Let nothing put on more than what I've called you to do. But when you know what it is, run, build. Run, build, run, build, run, build, and God will knock down every door in front of you. Think not of things temporary, for I have provided a solution that you can't even see. It is not in your sight to know the end days. I have already provided for them. They shall come upon you as a surprise. So fear not and enjoy each other now. Love one another now. Love others and watch the power come back in the home. Sweetheart, I hear you praying in the presence of the Lord. I see you seeing things in the house of God that you can pray
and change. For God has called you to be a watcher on the wall. Hold not thy tongue, but speak. Fear not of their faces, young Jeremiah. For I have called you to be like this, to be deep in emotion, but to care deeply, says the Lord. For your days of joy are just around the bend. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let me pray for you. God told me to tell you, dress up and go get it. Dress up and go get it. What God has for your life, all you need to do is appear. Show up. And people will give into your hands everything you need. Do not doubt yourself. Stop saying to yourself of your past and reminding yourself of what's wrong and what you can't do. God says, stop that. Because that one act of disbelief cancels out the very act of faith required. God says, you can go into any door and be successful. You will have more than enough. Don't talk yourself out of it. To give you a peace, you need the peace I gave to that other lady. So that when you hit that wall, you don't go there. Stretch your hands, saints of heaven. I know we're going a little long. I can't even see the clock. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Bear with us. It's the first of the year. Let us come in right, all right? I see God saying you have administrative abilities. You have great skill. And God says, I'm going to use that. And what you need is good friends. Choir, ladies, this is your friend. Get a number. Y'all encourage her. She's going to be an asset. We buy into your future. We pray for your future. So you don't have to worry about the next generation, okay? In the name of Jesus, I bless you as a father blesses his daughter. I take you under my anointing and I decree you're like my daughter now, and the hand of God will be upon you, and you will achieve the things that God has asked you to do. For the favor and the love of the Father is resting on you tangibly. Ooh, 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 ooh. Man, this will get some people in trouble. This will get some people in trouble. Remember how Paul did special miracles? And he would touch a cloth and the tangible presence of God. It's so crazy, I can't even say it. I can't even say it, because some of y'all go out there and mess up. It's like you can put your hands on an application and if the anointing's on it. And when they get a hold of it, I want to say this, but I know it's going to sound crazy. All right, listen. Don't think I'm crazy, please. Saints of God, please don't. You don't have to play the lottery. But I'm just saying, this kind of anointing, if you did, I'm just saying, Not telling anybody to play the lottery. I'm just saying, it's that crazy. You know how you open a bottle cap and it'll be the one? That's the kind of anointing that's on your life right now. You know, you get a newspaper, nigga, scratch it off. See if it's the right key.
you'll get the daggone key. That's how crazy this is. So walk with the favor. Because favor ain't fair. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy, saith the Lord. So I bless you with it. And even you too, sleeping. I don't know why people have problems sleeping. You're going to be able to rest and feel like you're not dragging yourself. God says, you need to check your vitamin D level. Check your vitamin D. I don't know why he talks like that. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you ready for prayer? God, I love you for who you are, that you believe in us and you speak over us beautiful things. And with you also, I hear music. I hear a beautiful voice before the Lord. And I hear God saying, there's a hand of anointing upon your life, a special anointing, to declare, to destroy, to build up, and to pull up and root out. God says, speak the word in season and out of season. For God's hand is upon your life for you to speak and declare that which you need to happen right now. And I know what I'm saying. You need a breakthrough right now. And God said, all I need you to do is declare the matter and you will see it come to pass. And God says, I'm calling you to be a pillar. I don't know why, but you know you have pillars in a church that support. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your background is. But God says you've been called as a pillar in the house of the Lord. He's going to funnel so much finances through you, that you will be graceful in the way that you handle it. Fear not, for the best is coming. Health is not an issue. So put that behind you. Some things, the things we are concerned about, he's not. He's got you covered in that way. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Here's what I want. You pray for her. You pray for her. Are you ready? Stretch your hands towards this boy. In the name. Woo. Wow. Here's what the Lord told me to tell you, son. He says, in the next 7 to 10 days, as you open your mouth to worship him, the gift of tongues is going to manifest. Does that make sense to you? But more than that, I'm just going to tell you what I see. When the tongues begin to flow, I see divine hooks into your destiny, locking the things that belong to you down, that no man can uproot. There is a fear of the future. What's going to happen? How? When? How? And God says, I'm wiping all that away. As you worship me, I'm unlocking all of the natural doors, because I must show you the natural is defined by the spiritual. God is going to open up doors in the next 7 days to coincide with your spiritual maturity. In the name of Jesus Christ. And he's going to restore good relationships. For there is a heart even for family. Brothers, sisters, mom, dad. And God said, I will use you and bring your prayers to pass. For this is my Christmas gift to you, says the Lord. I know you. I know you. Before you were born, you were mine, says the Lord. I have already ordered the steps. Trust me. It is in my hands, and no man can take it away. You decide, says the Lord. North, south, east, or west, and I will just open the door, but just decide and watch what I'll do. Father, I thank you for the grace you've given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. 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 Let's give God a great. Let's give it up to the Master. Woo! Run. The Lord says, run. It's your time. It's your time. I mean, I can't tell you enough. It's your time. Run. Every opportunity that you've been praying about is about to unlock. Make the most out of it. Run. When they release it, run through the door. Woo. Woo. Can I get another warrior in the house? Next couple weeks are going to be very critical. We're going to define some things that are going to happen here. You are part of that. You will be a part of what happens this year. So I want you to come back into the presence of the Lord, expecting more. Did you hear what I just said? Whatever you came in with today, triple it. You understand? Triple it. Triple it. For there's instruction. Thank God for God giving out instruction. And there are some of you here today, God has a word for. And he's going to speak to you. Encourage one another. Love one another. Prepare one another by encouraging them to be ready for the next weekend. Encourage them in the word. Listen, the best is yet to come. Put up what we're doing this week. I need you to see this. Daniel, for the month of January, we are, as a church, studying the book of Daniel. I need you to open up your word and let him minister to you. Not at church, at home. But we are going to be sending weekly updates to you about the book, the history, things you probably wouldn't know. And every month, we'll do another one. So you got to the end of the month to finish the book before we move on. But this month, it's Daniel. Get ready to get your mind blown. All right? Let's lift our hands before the Lord. Oh God, my master, my king and all, we worship you today. from across the seas in Africa, in Europe, in Germany, in the U.S., all across these states. We are worshiping you right now. Go before us this week and bring us back safely together, and we will give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory in Jesus' amazing name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hug somebody before you go. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Whew. God bless you. Hallelujah.